What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Juice Box. I'm your host, Coach John Willis. Glad to be back with you. As we get rolling tonight, we got to give a big shout out to the people that make this show happen. Shout out to the homeboys. Shout out to my big brother, Alex Willis, and Leadership Surge. Shout out to Dr. Bethany Nutrition. Shout out to Convoy Basketball. Shout out to Max Hoops. Shout out to all the entrepreneurs out there across the world. Can't forget about the CJW brand and the Juice University. Let's get rocking and rolling, man. I'm sorry it's been so long since I've been back with you, but I got some great stuff to talk about tonight, and we really want to dive into the mental game. Talk about a couple things. So, right out the chute, tell me this. Now, I've always been taught to set goals and to be a goal-oriented person, right? Because when you have goals, like, the goals are important because you need goals to know, like, your direction, right? You know, you've heard people say what gets measured gets done. So you need goals to kind of keep you on track, right? To make sure that you accomplish and that you're going in the right direction, that you're moving at a realistic pace, you know, like SMART goals, for example, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-sensitive goals. And that's how I've been taught, you know, and I'm not knocking that at all. But let me ask you this, what happens after you reach the goal? Then what? Because to me, when you set goals, you're thinking of the destination. You're thinking of what it is that you want to accomplish. And a lot of times, what I'm finding to be true is that if it's all about accomplishing the goal, then you miss the journey. You know, like the journey of how you got there. So, for example, that's one side of it. But what we're talking about right now is once you accomplish the goal, once you reach the goal, then what? What's next after that? You know, I've been coaching basketball since 2007. And I've wanted to be head coach, wanted to be a college head coach since 2007. That's what I've been chasing. So every move has been a move to get me a step closer to being a college head coach. You know, like I was coaching at Yulee and we had a good squad. And the only reason I left was because I had a chance to coach in college. The only reason I left coaching at Union County was because I had a chance to coach in college. So you have to think about this. You know, the last few seasons, I was at South Puget Sound Community College as head coach. And that's something that I wanted for a long time. Now, I didn't know that the box was going to say South Puget Sound on the label, but I wanted to be a college head coach. You know, for a long time, I've been talking about coaching at Duke. But I just wanted to be a college head coach. That's the dream that I had been chasing. And then I got it. Well, now what? You know, because the truth is, you know, the dream didn't play out like it did in my dreams. Like it, we were bad, you know, we were getting beat and we weren't winning games. My physical health was falling apart. I had gained a bunch of weight. My mental health was off. Fighting with my wife. You know, family not doing good. I'm missing my kids grow up. My wife mad at me all the time because I'm not around, gone all the time. I'm not getting the quality, the proper rest that I need. You know, we living in two different places. Got a place in Oregon, got a place in Washington. So it was tough. It was hard. And we didn't get the results that I had hoped to get. You know, so we end up getting out of that just because it was not working out. But then now what? I'll tell you, this is what it is, because once you get to the goal, it's like there's an identity crisis. Because like right now, people are like, well, yeah, Coach John Willis, where do you coach? They ask me two questions. What do you do for a living? I coach basketball. Where do you coach? And right now, I'm not on anybody's staff right now. So it is like a shot to my identity. Where do I fit in? Where do I belong? You know, in the game of basketball, I've always found a place where I belong. I've always found a place where I fit in as a coach because I like to think that I'm a really good coach. You know, I heard a good friend of mine, you know, he referred to me as the best basketball coach that he knows. And he knows a ton of people. He knows a ton of coaches. Now, with coaching basketball, that's something I take pride in as far as being the best that I can be at it. So I study it, you know, I study it. I go over different schemes and I have a good understanding of the game. And I think that's what makes me a good coach. I can teach it. So that's something I've strived for and worked for. So I feel like I've always been tied to that identity as a basketball coach. And there's a space for me when I do that. Well, now that I'm not coaching for anybody right this minute, that's like a shock to my identity. So it's like, that's why I'm posing the question of once you have reached the goal, then what? You know, I've never done this, but somebody has climbed to the top of Mount Everest. Well, then what? You gotta climb down and I guess go find another mountain. But I tell you this, I want to encourage you. I'll say this. Everybody who's wandering is not lost. Everybody who's wandering is not lost. Everybody who is wandering is not lost. We're going to take a pause for the calls, man. We'll be right back. What's going on, everybody? It's Coach John Willis, and I'm here to tell you about the next step to get your company to the next level. Join the hunt. If you're in a management or supervisory role and you're wondering how are you going to generate buy-in from your employees or from your team, then you need the Join the Hunt package. Join the Hunt is a series of five different lessons where in which we dive into feeling united. We discuss being on a united front. We discuss not taking old habits into new opportunities. We talk about the Patriot way. It's how we do what we do. Join the Hunt is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that is guaranteed to take your company to the next level. Sign up today. Visit the website www.coachjohnwillis.com and reserve your spot today to bring Join the Hunt Team Building Leadership Series to your department or team or organization today. Thank you. All right, welcome back to the show. We're off to a great start, man. Now, we're going to switch gears a little bit and we're going to move into a little bit of our inspirational moment. I was listening and I heard a quote and it put like a spin on something that I heard as a child. And it gave me some insight. So I want to share the thought with you and kind of get your opinion on what you think about it. So, growing up in Jacksonville, Florida, man, my dad was a preacher. And he's a pastor now. He's a senior pastor now. Shout out to Church of God of Prophecy, 21st Street. Shout out to the Church of God of Prophecy family all over the world. But yeah, so my dad, you know, he's a preacher. And so I grew up in church, man. Like every time the doors were open, I was there. Right. And so one of the things that I remember, I have a lot of memories from church growing up, but one of the things that I remember is this concept of, you know, how awesome God is, and how, you know, his ways are not our ways, right? And how his thoughts are not our thoughts, and how it's this concept of what God has for you, that if he really showed you what he has for you, then we'd be afraid of it, right? Like we wouldn't get it done because his ways are not our ways. You know, you might be thinking one thing and he's got something totally different for you, something much bigger and greater for you. So based on like that concept, you know, I heard something here recently and I'm gonna share it with you guys. And it was talking about David and Goliath. You know, it's a very familiar passage of scripture. And, you know, David and Goliath. So what it was saying was that, what if God didn't send David to kill Goliath, but rather he sent Goliath so that David can kill Goliath, that God may be glorified? In other words, do we get the same David if he does not face a Goliath? So it's like, would David know that he could slay a giant if God hadn't sent Goliath? So it's like some of the stuff that you might be going through in your life, you may be facing your own giants, but you have to face the giants in order to get the best out of you. Like, if you ask God for strength, he's going to give you tough times to make you stronger. You don't just go to bed and wake up and you can bench press 400 pounds. That's not how it works. So, you know, when you're facing giants, you could say, oh my goodness, like why? This is such a large problem. But the truth is, you have it in you to slay the giant. If you didn't, then God would never send a giant your way. I mean, yes, David killed some animals, a bear and a lion, and you know, these things. And I mean, but would we look at David in the child time of his life, right? In the child time of his life, would we hold him in such high regard if it had not been for Goliath? So I want to encourage you, and whatever giants you might be facing, whatever Goliaths that might be present in your life, just know that those giants have to be there so that we can get the best version of you, so that we can get the best out of you. Diamonds, we don't get diamonds without pressure. We just don't. So I want to encourage you for whatever those giants are that you're facing, keep battling. Keep battling, because the best of you is yet to come. Now, last thing we're going to talk about on the show right now is NILs. You know, college football is up and going. This was week one of college football. Just wound up the day with Clemson getting a win over Georgia Tech. But a lot of these kids have NIL deals now. So, you know, that's a name, image, and likeness deal. So these players are getting paid officially, legally. They're getting paid. So now my question is going to be this. Because you can't win every game. Somebody's got to lose. I wonder how this is going to impact when somebody doesn't play well or when somebody doesn't win. I wonder what the consequence or what the repercussion is going to be, because this NIL stuff is just a wild, wild west. People just paying whatever. So I'm really uplifting all these college athletes in prayer right now, because it's different, man, when somebody's paying you. Somebody's paying you to do a job. That's tough. It is tough. So anyway, I appreciate everybody tuning in, listening. Thanks for your time. Please feel free to get back with us. Check us out, social medias, at @CoachJohn_Willis on Instagram. Also at @Mo_Minutes. On Instagram, you can hit us on Twitter at @CoachJ_Willis. We're on email, you know, CoachJohnWillis@gmail.com. We're on the website, www.thejuiceuniversity and www.CoachJohnWillis.com. Make sure you look us up, hit us up, write to us, respond to us. Let us know if you got a topic that you want us to talk about on the show. If you want to be a guest on the show, let us know. If there's something that's burning desire that you want us to discuss, please let us know. All right, until next time, grace and peace to everybody. All right, good night. Be blessed. Hi, what's going on, everybody? I'm Coach John Willis, and today I want to tell you about a great gift of inspiration. Have you read the PUSH book? First off, the word PUSH stands for persevere until something happens. And it's my book that I wrote. It's my greatest accomplishment, because where I'm from, people don't write books. So as a published author, I want you to take a few moments. It's an easy read, only about 60 pages. Parents, if you have students, student athletes, if you have children that are playing sports, if you are an athlete and you just need to be inspired, this is the book for you. If you're a parent and you just need some inspiration, this is the book for you. I took a moment and wrote about personal stories that I want to share with you to hopefully help you get through some of the things that you may be dealing with. So thank you for your time. Visit the website and get your copy of the PUSH book today. Right. All you got to do is go visit www.thejuiceuniversity.com and you can get your copy of the book today. Free copy, might I add. Free copy, PUSH book. Go get it today.